The 2017 Tulsa State Fair starting to wind down their activities this weekend, but this week a big one for 4-H and FFA members, well over 1,000 young people from all across Oklahoma involved in some of the livestock events, including the Junior Livestock Show and the Junior Livestock Auction of the Top Animals held last night.
At $2,800, now $30,000, honey. At $30,000, $31,000 on the grand champion. $30,000 should have been 31. $30,000 should have been 31. Sody, $30,000 on him right over here. Goes to the L.C. Neal family and McDonald's.
That was the payday for Baylor Bonham from the Newcastle FFA. He's a junior now in high school. When he was 13 years old in 2013, he also had the grand champion steer at the Tulsa State Fair. In 2016, the spring of 2016, he had the grand champion at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, $75,000 of the payday that year. He's also active on the national show circuit as well.
This time of year, there's Tulsa, and then 2 weeks from now comes Kansas City, and I have a steer for there, too. I usually go to Tulsa and Kansas City on October, and then there's a show in Louisville, Kentucky, which is in November, and then Denver, which is in January, and it just keeps stacking on from there. But those are the three national ones, Kansas City, Louisville, and Denver, that I really focus on.
You've obviously put a lot of your life into the cattle business, from 4-H starting to now in FFA. Well, you know, you planning to stay in the business?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm a junior in high school, and I plan to keep showing until I'm a senior, and then I think I'm going to go to Oklahoma State, OSU, and get my animal science degree, and then probably come back home and take over the business. I mean, it depends on kind of what Dad wants me to do, but, I mean, I plan to stay here for as long as I can.
I know that we've got a lot of cattle producers talking right now here in the state of Oklahoma about this secondary state beef checkoff, the Oklahoma beef checkoff. You're a young person. You've got hundreds of young people here at Tulsa and other similar shows that can vote if you choose to do so. Are you interested in that checkoff?
Well, I've grown up in the beef industry, and I think it's very important to look into this question. And I plan on checking yes, and I'm going to try to help my friends check yes, too.
So you feel that that's something that will be good for the industry?
I do feel like that's a good way that's going to promote the industry and help it grow a lot in today's society. So, I mean, I truly do believe that check yes is the way to go.
Meanwhile, the reserve grand champion steer was shown by Ashley Kunkel of the Afton FFA of Maine Anjou, going for $20,000. Grand champion Barra went for $12,000, shown by Garrett Weldon, Guthrie FFA. Brantley Cox and Morrison FFA had the top lamb for $10,000. Allie McCracken, Claremore FFA, the top goat, also $10,000 payday.